Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 15th anniversary. Jeff Zabar's 15th anniversary is a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Jeff, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, baby. I got you on my mind.
That's enough, Jeff. That's enough. Okay, so anyway, thanks again, Jeff. We appreciate you. 15 great years. And
It's been
a lot of fun. Hey, we're talking... And by the way, Jeff Zabar, folks, his website is chiefhomeofficer.com, and mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff, we were talking about the earthquake, the tectonic plate shift in national politics yesterday when Eric Cantor got beat, the majority leader in the House got beat in the primary by a professor who spent pocket change to beat him with a flip phone.
Right,
and we talked about the fact that they wouldn't take care of his customers. Let's shift over to another to his constituents who were his customers, and they left him. So right. Let's shift over a little bit. If you ever try to get a cab in New York City lately, there was a time, Jeff, when we said you can never get a cab in the rain. You can never get a cab outside a theater in New York City. You can never get a cab at rush hour. Well, guess what? You can never get a cab anywhere almost in New York City. The cab drivers have become so smug. I mean, I had a guy pull up to me the other day in New York City earlier this year, and he didn't like where I was going, and he just drove off.
Interesting, because they can't do that, but they'll do it anyway.
No, I could have his license if I wanted to.
Right.
But so anyway, so that's what has happened, and with all the people in New York City, it's hard to get a cab. Well, now we have something else that we used last time in New York City. We used this time already in Washington, D.C., and that's called Uber Taxi.
Right, right.
Tell them what Uber Taxi is.
Yep, Uber Taxi, and there's another one called Lyft with a Y. They are sort of livery services of sorts where you get on your smartphone, you call them, or you use the app.
You download the app.
And you identify your location, they will send you a picture of the cabbie, and then your app shows them who you are, so you can look at each other and see who each other's are.
Yep.
There's
you know his name?
You know his name, you tell him where you're going, a fee comes up, the transaction is simple and complete, they pick you up in a streetcar, it's not
a yellow cabbie. Hold on, Jeff. Before that, you know how far away he is.
Right. So you know how long you're going to wait.
You know if he's a minute away or 20 minutes away, you can decide if you want to wait or not.
Right, right. And every single bit of this transaction is causing such grief for the embedded cab and livery industry. It is just driving them nuts.
And let me tell you something else, Jeff. When they have your credit card on file, when you accept the ride... You get in, say hi to the guy, tell him where you want to go, or the lady, and they take you, you get out and walk away. You can tip the driver or not, but you don't have to, because he's getting 80% of the deal. It's his business. He's a business owner, like some of the taxi drivers are.
Right.
But there's no tip. You don't have to tip. They don't expect to tip. The cars are new, pretty darn new, if not new. They're nice cars. They're not cramped up.
Right.
And the drivers, we've done it several times now, the drivers are very interesting and engaging people.
Right. They're entrepreneurs. I mean, not to say cabbies aren't, but it's flipping. The whole point here is the disruption to the marketplace that this is bringing. And here in Miami, we have this habit in Miami. When something new comes along, the embedded political bait and the people with their hands out looking for a little scratch and a little grease on their hands always get in the way. So you go to any airport, you have those smart carts so you can carry your luggage.
Right.
Miami International would not allow them because the graft would not. They wouldn't pay.
Ah.
They wouldn't pay the money. Here you have Uber coming in. You know, people are paying and they're running. Uber's running on the sly now, except for that silly little mustache they put on the front of their car. They've had several cars impounded because they've been able to identify it by that. Now they don't have it. They're running surreptitiously so that people can't identify because the cab industry that pays hundreds of thousands of dollars for the medallion for the cab so they can run this schlock automobile that they claim is fully insured and, you know, against all liabilities, whatever, with a driver you can't understand taking to a place you don't know he's going to get you there. You know, this is saying, wait, we've got a better way. And the lesson for us all here, you know, Miami's trying tooth and nail to keep these guys from getting into the local market. It will, as in other markets, come down to lawsuits that say you've got to open it up, and free market is going to open it up. They're eventually going to have
to. And that's going to disrupt a lot of entrenched organizations that are not doing a good job, like Eric Cantor. They're not taking care of their customers.
Not taking care of the customers. If I may, they don't give a damn about their customers. And that's what the problem is. You take them for granted.
So,
see, I'm taking them for granted.
Here's the thing. We got 30 seconds.
Yep.
Here's the thing, folks. Every one of us should look at Eric Cantor and the taxi industry and say, okay, what is my disruption coming at me? What am I doing? What am I not doing? How am I failing in a way that isn't showing up yet? But when my disruption shows up, how could that hurt my business? What do I need to do to change and step up? What do you think, Jeff?
Am I going to be a dinosaur, or am I going to be one of those small mammals scurrying around that's going to survive? And I'd rather be the mammal.
And folks, shameless plug, that's what my new book is all about, Age of the Customer. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for being here. Good job. Jeff's three books, you can find all of his books there at chiefhomeofficer.com. Hey, Jeff, thanks for 15 great years, buddy. Come back soon.
Jim, looking forward to the next 15.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.